From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Reports of growing famine in Haiti as the OAS embargo takes its toll. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister says CARICOM leaders will not lose enthusiasm for integration when Michael Manley goes. And if South African whites vote no, the planned tour of the Caribbean will be cancelled. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Haiti's military-backed government today declared the northwest section of the country a famine disaster area and said some people had died of starvation. Authorities say 3 years of drought is being aggravated by the OAS embargo imposed after the military coup that ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. A joint session of the Haitian parliament is scheduled for tomorrow to ratify the OAS brokered accord. But the interim government is reported to have asked the Haitian Court of Appeal to rule on whether parliament has the power to vote on the agreement. And Haiti's deposed president, Aristide, has been addressing the permanent council of the OAS in Washington today. He again attacked the regime, which staged the coup last September, and warned there was no future for those involved.